Episode 1906, Progress Requires Change.
It's time to train for life and love your journey. In this episode of Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, you'll learn new ways to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew your mind, body, and spirit. Please welcome your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo. Staring at a stop
sign, watching people drive. Happy day. It is a brand new week, so rise and shine. It's time to get your smile on. Now, if you're feeling tired, that was for the weekend. Today is Monday, Mindset Monday. Progress requires change. For those of you who are brand new to Create You Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already had the opportunity, you want to head on over to createyournow.com, where you can learn more and sign up for the KISSES newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy, Everyday Solutions to Live, Love, and Impact. This episode is brought to you by the AIM Academy. Well, progress requires change. George Bernard Shaw says this: progress is impossible without change, and those who cannot change their minds cannot change anything. What do you wish you could do better or differently? What habit, goal, or activity do you need to change in order to see progress? Because think about it, progress gets us excited, right? We want to stay in the game. If you've ever had to lose weight or wanted to lose weight, when you get on that scale and you've dropped even a pound and a half, you're like, yes, it's all about celebration. But once when you don't see progress, you hit a plateau, you're like, why am I doing what I'm doing, right? We question things. Most of what we see resides, though, within our comfort zone. We look through the same set of lenses only to search out different results. If you're comfortable, you're fighting the enemy of progress. Think about that. If you're comfortable, you're fighting the enemy of progress. Why? Because progress requires change. If you want to see different results, you have to look through a different set of lenses. You must escape your comfort zone. There is no way around it. If you want to lose weight, you can't be doing the same thing that you've been doing. Being a couch potato is not going to allow you to drop those 5, 10, 15, whatever pounds you need to drop. Right? You have to begin to look through a different set of lenses. When you are not caught in the same reality, you can see better what needs to be changed. It's looking at things from a different perspective. Progress requires change. Think about this. You would not use the same shoes to climb a mountain as you would to swim in an ocean. If you had climbing shoes, you're a rock climber. Those things are pretty sturdy, right? Some of them probably have certain things on their toes. Now, I am not a rock climber, and I am not one who will climb mountains unless if it's on a path. Because you know what? I'm just not going to hang on the cliff. No, that's not me. I mean, I will be a risk taker, but not like that. I appreciate my life. But I know that if I was to climb a mountain, I'm going to have a different type and pair of shoes than I would if I'm going to swim in an ocean. Because if I took those heavier set of shoes that maybe have a protective toe and I wear them in an ocean, they're going to, you know, create drag behind me. And vice versa, if I was to take those flippers that I would use to swim in an ocean to allow me to swim more smoothly, to cut through the current, well, can you imagine climbing a mountain with flippers? Well, number one, you would look really, really silly. If you're a mountain climber, why don't you try that sometime? Because I'm not going to. But if you're into that, go for it. You're just not going to do that, right? Is your progress creating change? Because if not, if you don't have change, you're not going to have progress. And progress can't happen without change. It goes hand in hand. Look at any situation you've been through. If you have tried to get a job promotion, you know that changes have to be made, whether it's certain activities that you have to do in order to quote unquote prove yourself, right? That you know your stuff so you can get that job promotion. That requires change in order to get what? Progress, which is the promotion. Maybe it's in your relationship, in your marriage. If you want a different marriage, a better marriage, guess what? You're going to have to make some changes in order to get some progress going. Because you know that if you are making changes, you are making progress. And it doesn't matter how slow or how fast, progress requires change. So how can you make the change in order to experience progress? Well, you always got to be under construction. That is your KISS to Keep It Simple strategy. Always be under construction. During our homeschooling years, we had to name our school. And I was like, okay, I've got to name my school. Okay, great. And I actually had to send this in when we first started homeschooling to the state government. I had to fill out all the forms. And then from that form, then I would present it to whatever school district we lived in at the time. So we decided it was the KUCCA. And you're probably like, what? What does that stand for? Kids Under Construction Christian Academy, KUCCA. And that's what we named it. We had a mascot. We had a mission statement. It was everything. We did the whole ball of wax. I wanted the kids to know that what they were doing, yes, we were schooling at home, but there was more to it. I never believed that when you learn the one thing, that you're finished. Each situation and story overlaps with another. It builds upon itself, right? You learn from your experiences. You learn from your failures, your successes. It's all connected. When you think about it, life is not about one and done. But unfortunately, some of us live that way. We think, oh, well, 2 + 2 = 4. I don't have to think about it anymore. Oh, that made a rhyme. Huh, great, it's Mindset Monday. Great, I'm done. 2 + 2 = 4. Boop, 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 boop. I don't have to think about that anymore. No, you do, because when you go to the grocery store and you're buying a product for $1.99 and then you're looking at another product and it says $2 for $4.99 and you're like, okay, which is the better buy? If I bought the 2 for something or if I just bought the individual? I really only need one, but it's 2 for really, what's my better deal? Look at the ounces. Okay, well, it's obvious, right? You round up $1.99. You look at the $4.99 price too. Oh, wait, that's more expensive. Why would I do that in bulk? I only get like 4 more items? I don't think so. I'm buying just the one thing I need. It sounded great initially. Yeah, see, 2 + 2 = 4 is not one and done. It comes up every single day in our life. Things in life are built upon each other. See, life is full of building blocks. The thing is, what type of blocks are you using to build your life? Buckminster Fuller says this: you never change things by fighting the existing reality. To change something, build a new model that makes the existing model obsolete. Whoa. Basically, what is he saying? Progress requires change. You can't keep the same old self, the same old mindset, expecting different results. It's not going to work. Plain and simple. So why do you keep beating yourself up? Why do you keep going in circles? You have to begin to say, you know what? I've got to make some changes so I can see progress. I've always got to be under construction. So what does that really look like in real life? Well, let's break it down. Number one, compete every day to intentionally make a change. Don't settle for comfort. Remember, comfort is the enemy of progress. You really want to be out there and you want to what? You want to get that change going. Because once when you see some change happening, what does that do? It increases momentum. And with momentum does what? Motivation, inspiration, and you wake up going, yeah, I got this. And then when you stumble, you can go back a few days or a few weeks and go, oh yeah, but I remember here when I was doing this, it was great. And it keeps you going, right? Compete every day to intentionally make a change. It's not about staying on the couch. It's not about comfort. That lazy boy recliner that you have, as much as I enjoy lazy boy recliners, you need to get off of them. You need to get out of your comfort zone. Get off the couch, get out of your recliner, and compete every day with yourself. This is not comparison, by the way. Don't sit there and say, oh, but I'm looking at my neighbors. Oh, no, you're not. You're looking at where you sit right now in your life. You're competing against you. Look at your reflection. That person that you see right there, that's who you're going up against. It's you. So compete every day to intentionally make a change. Number two, slow down in order to speed up. You are not running a marathon in a minute. And unfortunately, we try to. Let's use weight loss as another example. We want to lose those 50 pounds that we've gained over how many years? And we want to lose them like yesterday. It doesn't work that way. Oh, I wish I could just click my fingers and all would be back to maybe when I was in my 20-somethings. And even then, though, I wasn't in the best shape of my life. I might have been slimmer, as in I didn't weigh so much on the scale. But to say I was healthier, I don't know that I'd go down that route for me personally. So instead of trying to run a marathon in a minute, take small, consistent steps every day. Slow down in order to speed up. When you combine that with competing every day to intentionally make a change, woo, now you're talking about a life's equation here. Now you're going to talk about some ignition and igniting something new and fresh. And you're going to see what progress. And that progress is going to keep you motivated. It's going to keep the momentum going so you can keep going to the next, to the next, to the next. And you keep doing that. Compete every day to intentionally make a change. Slow down in order to speed up. And finally, number three, build with blocks that create your now. Life is all about building upon each other, right? We learn from our experiences, our situations, from our failures, our successes. We learn from it all and we build upon that. However, if you get stuck in your past and you keep going back there, going, oh man, when I failed and I didn't get that job, where are you living in your past? You're making decisions based on the past. That could have been 5 months ago. That could have been 5 years ago. It could have been 50 years ago. That's not your now. Build with blocks that create your now. Instill your day with blocks of gratitude, consistency, faith, love, and hope. Do what you know best to do. And you build upon that. It's about creating your now. Why do you think we're here? Why do you think Create Your Now was named why it was named? Because it's not about what you could not do 15 years ago. It's not about what you hope to do in 15 years. You have right now at this moment, this presence that you're in. Are you going to be present? Are you willing to show up? Progress requires change. And that means that change is right now. Right now, create your now. Compete every day to intentionally make that change. Slow down in order to speed up. Build with blocks that create your now. So let me ask you a question. What can you do today to create your now? What do you need to do right this minute after you're done listening to me? Or maybe while you're listening to me. Let's think about your health. Do you need to drink more water? Then by golly, right now, walk out and either grab your jug and start filling it up with water as you're listening to me close this out, or go grab a water bottle. Whatever it is, go do it right now. If you have an idea that's come to mind, go grab a napkin, anything, write it down because you're going to lose it. I know I'm getting older. I lose it all the time. And my children still see all my notes around the house. Now I have my phone with me. So I quickly grab my phone and I either make a note or I send myself a text. Or I sometimes do a voice memo so I don't lose it. It's not because we're getting old that we're forgetful. It's just that life seems to happen faster, but it doesn't. It's just that we allow ourselves to get caught up in all this other stuff. If nothing else, where we are today, in the world that we're living in today, it's time to create your now. So what do you need to do today, in this present moment, to be incredible, to be you? What needs to be put under construction? You know, one thing that I had my children do when we were homeschooling years ago, I tried to do our stuff in the morning and get it done because in the afternoon was left for real life field trips. Now, those real life field trips may be dance lessons, could be violin lessons. It might be football or baseball or soccer. It was all different types of things. Sometimes it was going and volunteering somewhere. But I really tried to break it down because we could do that. It just made sense. We would get up. And the first thing I would have them do is to write in their journal. And they did it regardless of their age. So if they were very young, at 2 and 3 years old, it was a matter of they had Crayolas in front of them and they would take whatever they would want and they could draw, scribble. But they would hear what I was saying. And I would say, okay, what is it today that, and then we would pick a topic, a subject, and they would either have to write on it, color about it. And then as they got older, I would combine it. And I would have them first write for the older ones, and then I would have them draw a picture also. All about connecting both sides of the brain. You see, the thing is, in our life right now, most of us are just working on old habits. And we're just trying to tweak the old stuff. Have you ever had an old shed that you go out to and you're like, man, I remember that. And you get it out and it's all rusty. And you're like, oh, I don't know if it's going to work. But by golly, I'm going to do my best to get this started. And you work months and months and months on it. And it never starts. But you're convinced that if you keep working on it long enough, that change is going to happen. Unfortunately, sometimes we need to just let go of the stuff in the shed. Let go of what we tried in the past. And we need to look right now where we are. What needs to be put under construction for you to create your now? You see, when you begin to figure that out and you look at those three steps, right? Compete every day, slow down in order to speed up, and build with blocks that create your now. When you look at those three steps and you put it all into practice, it leads all to this. One step at a time leads to your miles of greatness. That's what God is leading you to. But you have to be willing to make the change in order to see the progress. For progress requires change. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a beautiful week. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.